Well, I'm speaking with Therese Williams, who's the Director of Public Relations and Sales at Visit Yosemite, Yosemite being one of America's great national parks. Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, Therese.
Well, thanks, Graeme, for having me. And I'm looking forward to talking about Yosemite National Park.
Yeah, you've got an Aussie accent. That's always going to help.
Yeah, not the Yosemite accent, so it's nice to be able to speak to my fellow countrymen back home my native tongue.
It was a nice surprise to find... To find that's what you were. Therese,
we're always hidden under rocks, aren't we, us Aussies?
Yeah, that's right. Could be found anywhere. Yes. So we want to talk about Yosemite, which is, I've been lucky enough to be there a few times, and it's certainly one of the great national parks of the US, probably up there with the Grand Canyon, I would imagine, in terms of international recognition. How long have you been there, Therese?
I've been here 7 years.
Right.
And Yosemite National Park is a World Heritage Site since 1984, and it is called the Grand Jewel of all the national parks in the United States because of all the beautiful offerings such as, you know, the granite rocks, the waterfalls, lakes, mountains, giant sequoias. There really is just so much beauty in this particular park.
Yeah, and just driving into the park from, either the north or the south, It's a wonderful introduction to the sort of country that you're going to find yourself in, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. As soon as you leave, say, Los Angeles, you really start to drive and through Central Valley. And the Central Valley, in fact, in Madera County, is the richest agriculture soil and probably where all your almonds that you eat and nuts in Australia come from, this particular region, just right outside Yosemite National Park. So you'll start to see, all the beautiful offerings of what nature has with fruit and nuts coming through until you drive up into the park.
Yeah, no, it's certainly a wonderful part of the world. Now, most people would fly to Los Angeles, would they, and rent a car?
Yeah, so people can fly into Los Angeles and normally rent a car, but certainly for someone like me, I try to avoid a car and I like to fly straight into Fresno, Yosemite National Airport from Los Angeles when I am flying back home from Sydney, or vice versa. So it's a little plane, takes about an hour in total, and then it's only another hour and a half into the park.
Yeah. Now,
so there's two options, either rent a car from LA or, fly straight in and get there in an hour and a half.
And as I recall, to drive from LA, it's 3 or 4 hours, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about 4 hours, and a half hours, depending on, traffic out of LA is awful.
Yeah.
So 4.5 hours, 5 hours, definitely.
Okay. Now, the best time to visit, I've been there in spring, and there's certainly something about the wildflowers and the freshness and the little creek running through the middle of the village. What do you recommend people, when should they come? I guess you'll have a few coming over in the next few weeks.
Yeah, well, this time of year is absolutely magical. It's winter here, and I was fortunate enough actually to be with some Australian journalists who were here last week, and it started to snow in the park, so it's really absolutely stunning when... you're here in winter and you might get a little gift and it's the white stuff that falls out of the sky and there's nothing better than to be in the park and then go back and into one of the lovely old lodges such as the now the Majestic Hotel, formerly the Iwani, and have a hot chocolate and, just watch the wildlife move so slowly and everything's so still, and it's actually a beautiful time to be here.
Mm.
And you get sunny days, so, warm, crisp still, but at night, you definitely need to rug up, so it does get chilly.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the Iwani, or the Majestic, as it's now called. I did stay there, and that was an incredible place, built out of stone and big logs. I think you call it a lodge style, don't you?
Yeah, definitely, American lodge style, and it is. You're really fortunate to stay there because it is one of the most beautiful lodges, in fact, in the United States, and certainly in the park, and the kings and the queens stayed there, and the last president, Obama, he was there, and I was fortunate enough to meet him there. But the Majestic Hotel has a lot to offer. In addition to the restaurants, there's the Grand Ballroom, and each year, so this time of the year, they have what's called the Brace Bridge Dinner, which is a 7-course meal, and accompanied with wine, and they have a performance about the Brace Bridge. So you're in the audience and you get to enjoy this beautiful meal. And then they've got the fireplace. The fireplace is one of the largest fireplaces I've seen. And you can, not right now, of course, because it's leaked, but you can actually stand in it. It's actually beautiful, and it just has a nice feel to it at this time of year.
Yeah, I think I've still got a photo of myself and my wife and two kids standing inside that fireplace.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was in spring, so I don't think it was going.
Oh, great.
And the place where you have your breakfast, it's like a grand baronial hall. You reckon Zorro's going to come flying down of the velvet curtain. It's just an incredible piece of architecture, I think, with lots of views, beautifully placed windows to get a view of the various... elements of the park that are iconic. Now, let's talk a minute about what people do when they get there. I know there are some serious risk takers who like to climb virtual vertical granite walls there. Tell us
rock
about
formations.
That.
So El Capitan, which means the captain, is the rock formation that climbers all over the world are drawn to. It's probably one of the top climbing rocks in the world. And most recently, we had Alex Pennell, and he climbed it free solo, so with no ropes, just straight up. And it's unbelievable to see that he was actually able to do this. And but most people actually do not do that, and they climb with ropes. So, but that's for the more enthusiasts, I would say. But this certainly Half Dome is another rock, which looks like a half dome, of course, and people enjoy to hike that. And that's more of a climb; it's not. So it's a hike, not climbing up, it's hiking up with your legs, and that's doable for all ages. Just you need to, of course, practice, because it is a day event, and you need to be fit. But there's so much to do, like you can swim, there's certainly, bikes, you can rent bikes, there's swimming pools in there, picnics, just looking even at the wildlife, there's so much wildlife, from bears, deer, bobcats, coyotes, squirrels. And it's, to me, even though I've been over here 7 years, it's so fascinating to see all this wildlife that we don't have back home in Australia.
Yeah.
So bring your cameras and,
absolutely.
Just be ready for something. Yeah.
Well,
did you see any wildlife?
I did. I was in the creek, well, not in the creek, but walking along the creek and photographing just the fields and things, and a little squirrel popped down. And the thing that struck me is he looked weightless. He looked like he had absolutely no weight to him at all, and he wasn't offended by me being there. I got off a few shots of him, and I wish I sort of had a video, because he was amazing. We have these big lumbering possums over here that they're definitely thumping on your roof, but I wouldn't mind a squirrel. I think he'd be okay to run around the house.
The squirrels have great little personalities and character, and they always amaze me, their little fluffy body. And you're right, they just seem weightless, and they're still able to zip around, and they're just amazing.
There they are. Now, if you don't happen to want to stay at the Majestic, which I think is five-star by anyone's measure.
Absolutely.
There's other accommodation in the village, but it's a bit hard to get, isn't it? I mean, I know there are tents and things like that, but... there is other accommodation, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely other accommodation for people who don't want to,
splash.
Have to stay in a five-star hotel. And we recommend people, certainly families, enjoy to stay at Bass Lake, which is only about 25 minutes to the South Gate entrance. And there's beautiful resorts there that, to me, remind me of, camping movies where the kids go off in those American camps for weeks. And they've got the traditional hamburgers and milkshakes, and it's on a beautiful large lake, and you can rent boats and canoes and jet ski, and it's just absolutely beautiful. So that's during probably the spring and the summertime.
Yeah.
And then, of course, so there's Oakhurst and Madera County with the South Gate entrance. We've got such a variety of different accommodations, and people enjoy Ernest Edelberry House, which is another luxury hotel, and it really does feel like you're in Europe at a little magical castle.
Wow.
And wonderful, they serve wonderful food, very intimate. There's only a few rooms in that particular chalet. So there's definitely something for everyone, to feed for families, for couples, for individuals. You can even go camping and glamping. There really is something for everybody.
Mm. So it's only not even half a day from a big city like LA. So if you got sick of taking the kids to Disneyland for the 78th time, maybe this is an option, if you can put up with them in the back of the car for 3 or 4 hours.
Exactly.
Therese, you obviously have a lot of visitors who come from around the world to see Yosemite. I think it was pretty much made famous by Ansel Adams with his photography, would you say?
Yeah, Ansel Adams definitely brought Yosemite National Park all over the world to people's definitely visual and to people's mind to think about as a place to travel.
Yeah. And I mean,
and of course there's an,
go on.
And there's also John Muir.
Oh, was he another photographer?
He's known as the father of national parks, and he was very influential in American environmental and naturalist here in the United States.
Right.
So John Muir has huge influence here.
Okay. Now, they certainly got a scale about them, the American national parks. I know we've got some wonderful parks here in Australia, but there's just something about the American national park system. I think it's been fabulously well put together, and obviously the formation, the rock formation, is what attracted people in the first instance. But there's quite a system. I noticed on one of your emails to me, if you're a grade 4 student, you get in for free. Is that right?
Yes, but unfortunately, that's just for the United States grade 4 children.
I get all my kids put on an accent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, well, that's great.
But it is a great campaign, and it's, you know, like you said earlier about bringing kids more out in nature instead of Disneyland. And, you know, my nieces came from Australia a few years ago. They were 5 and 3, and they went to Disneyland after visiting Yosemite National Park, and they said to me that they preferred Yosemite because all the animals were real and all the animals in Disneyland had costumes on. So
yeah.
I thought that was really cool that they actually got to experience both, and they preferred Yosemite National Park.
Yeah, no, well, that's true. Well, look, it's great to speak and with...
I was going to say, you don't have to be, you know, an outdoor enthusiast either. There is wonderful restaurants around here. We have many different events throughout the year. So it's just like you said, that just to see these rock formations, to see the largest waterfall in the world. We've got the oldest ski field in California is in Yosemite National Park.
Okay.
So, and the largest sequoia trees, the Mariposa Grove, just reopened, having been closed for 3 years. So there really is something just to come out and experience, like you said, get away from the cities and see something really different. And it's so American. It really, to me, I feel like every time I go into the park, that I'm in a movie, or I go to Bass Lake and I feel like I'm going to kids camp or youth camp. So fun place to live.
I guess there have been movies shot in Yosemite, have there? I'm not familiar with anyone particularly, but it's certainly such a landscape.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There have been movies, and I can't think at the top of my head which movies that have been shot there. But there's definitely Yosemite movies, and also in Bass Lake.
Yeah, oh, look, it's a piece of a piece of artwork any way you want to turn your eye. We were so lucky when we stayed at the Majestic, as it now is. We had a little dormer window, and when you looked out of it, there was El Capitan, and it was actually lit by moonlight. It was an unbelievable...
That's very special.
...sort of experience. So I don't know whether they helped us out because we were Aussies. I did pay my own way, so I wasn't... I didn't pull out the journalist's ticket at that point, but it was a great place to stay, and actually they had a terrific slide evening there, which also got me enthused about photography in the park because...
Oh, great.
We were able to sit and watch some beautiful photographs, which I then went out to immediately try and replicate, not with great success, but it is an inspiring sort of place. So I thank you very much for talking to us. Now, if people want more information, is there a website they could go to?
Yeah, absolutely. So we recommend that people actually do before they start to venture out this way, because there are things that you will need to know before coming here. So go to www.yosemitethisyear.com,
right.
And there we'll have all the information about Yosemite National Park, lodging, where to eat, what to do, booking in advance, what to bring, and certainly how to navigate you around this particular area of the United States.
Fantastic. Well, Therese Williams, thanks so much for your time. And
Graham.
You're a lucky gal living there in Yosemite, or maybe you're just next door to it. Hopefully we might speak to you again.
Yeah, I'd love that. Thank you so much, Graham, and hope to see more Aussies come this way.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.